Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Please blow out your candles and sit down. In a cartoon by Gwendin, a weary woman shopper is shown resting for a moment. She is in the middle of a very busy department store, with her arms weighed down with shopping bags brimming with gifts to be wrapped. She is surrounded with other Christmas shoppers, and she is explaining the entire Christmas story in that scene to her small son. And she explains it as follows. Well, actually, no one is quite sure how Christmas worked out like this. Theologians are working very, very hard on these questions right now. Tonight is not a time for theological analysis from the pulpit. Rather, it is an opportunity to hear a gospel story surrounding the birth of Jesus, to sing Christmas carols and hymns, and to ponder the mystery. The story we just heard is from Luke's gospel, and it is retold to us in many forms, such as the lyrics of Christmas carols, nativity scenes, large and small, holiday cards, and very, very many ways. For many of us, it is so familiar. At any point in the story, we probably can tell what is next. But something so familiar can contain within it unexpected depths. So in preparing tonight's sermon, I pray to notice something new, to let the Spirit guide me to a new place to engage a message. So the new I would like us to consider tonight is one phrase from Luke's gospel. And it is this. She wrapped him in bands of cloth. In other words, Mary wrapped Jesus snugly. I am sure many of you have wrapped a precious newborn snugly. I have experienced it as a tender moment when you take the folds of a swaddling blanket and fold them carefully and take the end and tuck it, and all of a sudden this little precious baby is snug. And then this little head looks up at you. So it is important to think of Jesus in that newborn moment, the Son of God, so fragile for us. Try to visualize that moment, because it is mentioned twice in this Christmas story. Once when it happens right after Jesus is born, and then the angels say to the shepherds, "You will find a baby wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger." Now, there is nothing unusual about Jesus being wrapped in bands of cloth right after he was born. That is what is done with babies then and now. It helps the baby to feel secure, duplicating, in a sense, the snugness when they were in pregnancy. However, during the time of Christ, babies were sometimes kept in this kind of snug confinement for 2 or 3 years, thinking that that would help the baby grow straight. Now, nobody today would consider keeping their newborn for 2 or 3 years in a snug blanket wrap. Instead, we move them through different stages of Pampers, buy onesies and twosies, post on Facebook, or send email photos of every special newborn moment. So wrapping a baby in bands of cloth is not remarkable in itself. But perhaps there is more than meets the eye. And this is just one little part of the Christmas story. So I invite you to let this Christmas story unfold, not just for tonight, but a little at a time throughout the year. And as you do so, reflect on past events and moments in your life, because there are depths to be revealed as you unpack your own story, appreciating that even though God may have felt hidden at times, God was there. In this Christmas story moment, the mystery of God is hidden in the baby Jesus. Yet Jesus is actually a captive in bands of cloth, because he, like other babies, is wrapped so snug his little arms and legs cannot flail around. But he does sleep secure. It is a comforting image. We hold it in our minds and hearts, and it blesses us with peace, and we sing about it in hymns such as Silent Night. And there is more to this image that needs to be considered, not only about Jesus, but about ourselves. Because you see, Jesus escapes from the cloth bands, as babies do, because he outgrows them. He grows up. He leaves them behind as he becomes first a toddler, then a boy, then a man. He escapes the constraints of swaddling clothes, and that is normal. And here is something for us to remember. Jesus escapes other constraints as well in his life. The Gospels are loaded with stories of how he does so. He reached out beyond the swaddling clothes of religious restriction and social custom to demonstrate compassion towards the rejected leper, the marginalized sinner, and numerous others who were deemed unacceptable. That Jesus finds his freedom means that we find ours as well. Freedom from fears, from places where we are stuck and afraid to move forward. People expect to see babies outgrow what they wear in infancy. People expect babies to grow up and become adults. But becoming an adult is not easy. Becoming what we were created to be, becoming the unique dream of God we are meant to be, it does take a lifetime. Yet Jesus shows us a remarkable way to become our true selves. It is the way of love and peace. It is letting our light shine so others may see and give glory to God. It is seeking the wisdom of God and following. And the truth will set you free, he said. Jesus was and is meant to make a difference in our world. This Jesus who broke even the confinement of death wants to be a part of every social situation in every human heart in your life. On this night, the newborn baby Jesus is wrapped in bands of cloth for us. And we re-enter the story with him. Jesus came to lead the way for all of us out of confinement toward freedom, the freedom which God intends for us. And so each of us may ask ourselves, how am I bound? What is it that imprisons me? For whatever it may be that wraps us up and holds us prisoner, we can be certain that for this, Jesus is born and becomes the man who dies and rises again. Whatever it may be that confines us, Jesus has arrived to lead us out of this darkness into the bright sunshine of a life that is an abundant life indeed. So how are you bound? How are you confined? What holds you prisoner? Is it fear, anger, shame, grief? It may be a broken relationship, a crushing disappointment, a refusal to trust God. It may be a persistent sense of unworthiness, an addiction, an episode from your past, harsh words spoken by someone you love. It may be anxiety about your future or the pain of an unfulfilled dream. Any of these, and many more, may be the bands that hold you prisoner. But tonight, a Redeemer is born in a stable. He is wrapped in bands of cloth and eventually outgrows them. He experiences every way we humans stifle our lives, and he breaks free from them. He will show us the way to true freedom and peace. Tonight, let us pause and appreciate that in the mystery of the birth of God among us, there truly is more than meets the eye. Tonight is not a time for theological analysis, but one of deep gratitude, for we have heard the good news of great joy for all peoples. Born this day, our Messiah. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger. Come, let us adore him.